This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
There's a weird email here. This guy said, I need to speak to you, Dave and Chuck the Freak. How do you do? I was making a delivery yesterday to a local business. There was an older lady at the counter with a very large pair of glasses on. She had an average build, a soft, quiet voice, very well-mannered. But then she moved along the counter, and what caught me off guard was her giant, braless titties. Hmm. She was clearly going without support, but her boobs were not at all floppy.
Well,
they hung more out than down. Her nipples were long.
Sounds kind of really descriptive.
Sounds like a really bad Dr. Seuss book or something.
Her nipples were long.
He really took them in, huh?
He said, I'd guess you'd call them stiff. They were casting shadows right through her blouse.
I was intrigued.
Yes. I'm confused now. Can some women age, but their boobs remain young? Can ladies remain young in 10 years?
Never heard of plastic surgery. When girls get a boob job, they don't need to wear a bra.
Right.
And they sit right out front, right there.
Yeah. And some chicks have giant nipples. And if you have giant nipples,
they'll
and
cast
you get
shadows.
A boob job, they're still giant.
And the rest of the body is like old. Yeah. They just don't match.
Yeah.
But she's like an old lady with like big old glasses and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But just big fresh knockers on.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Fresh knockers.
Fresh knockers. That's your problem here, Michael Crichton.
Yeah. Never counted
He's
on
never him. Heard of a boob job.
You never heard of a boob job.
How can a guy be on the planet that has never heard of a boob job?
What it is I think he didn't realize that a boob job on someone who's like a senior citizen still makes their boobs like a 20-year-old set of knockers.
Maybe he's never seen that before, that combination.
Probably not. We've seen it so much that, you know, we just saw it last week. That chick that was like posing all, she was going all the massage places.
Right.
Oh, yes.
She was an older woman and she had fake boobs.
I'm doing a Google search for old lady boob jobs.
There you go. There it is right there.
Yeah, like that woman looks like she has the body of a 102-year-old, but fresh knockers.
Yeah, exactly.
That's Donatella Versace.
Yeah.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love the term fresh knockers.
Fresh knockers.
I love the term fresh knockers.
Fresh knockers is a crazy term.
But they are. The knockers are fresh to her, right?
It's like bread or fries.
Check out that MILF, man. She got some fresh knockers.
Yeah. Some fresh knockers on that
fresh
MILF.
Fresh out the kitchen.
I'm like, look at this one. Same thing, right?
Yeah,
so I mean, those don't look as fresh.
You usually don't see, though, like big glasses and like somebody who looks old.
Right,
right?
Like an actual old lady.
Right. But then with the
fresh knockers.
You're so right.
You know, because usually they keep everything else up.
The rest of them is trying to look younger, too.
Yeah.
They don't have the only thing that's looking young is their fresh knockers and their old lady everywhere else.
That must have threw them off.
That is, I think, what threw them off.
Yeah, there's not a lot of examples here online when you do.
What'd you check?
Old lady boob jobs.
Old lady breast implants.
Yeah.
If that brings up.
Give that a go.
All right, I'll put that in the Googler. See what that comes up for us. Old lady breast implants.
Oh, same kind of pictures.
There you go. That's closer.
Something like that.
You can't really see her.
Well, breast implants at 83.
So there she is. She's down. There's the full picture
there's
of
the
her.
Full.
Yeah.
That's exactly it.
Your grandma with breast implants
exactly.
is what that is.
And, you know, she's just living her best life now at the Villages and just...
She doesn't want droopy boobs.
No, wants to get railed. She has the opportunity to bang all the guys before they die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 84.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
And she looks like an 84-year-old grandma.
Yeah.
Except for her boobs.
Yeah, it's like putting a neon sign on a pyramid.
I don't like it either way, to be honest. I don't like either of those ideas.
I don't either.
Hey, good for her.
I don't like it either.
I mean, just because you got a boob job.
Don't you think?
Wouldn't change, like, I don't know.
What?
Yeah, I mean,
what?
Just you're still grandma, you know?
Yeah,
like you're still
right,
grandma.
Exactly.
Yeah,
because you got boob jobs.
She could still be having an active sex life. If her husband is in his 80s, wouldn't he appreciate that?
Yeah.
Oh, he's dead.
He's long gone. Oh,
she seems real happy.
Oh my god, she seems real happy.
Lisa's right.
Lisa's right.
Well, here's her story here.
She's getting two new ones a day.
Yeah, let's listen to
opinions on. But it is a growing trend. For people who are living longer, more seniors are looking for a little lift in their lives, choosing to spend their hard-earned money to go under the knife for plastic surgery, and not just for facelifts. Among them, the great-grandmother that you're about to meet, who wants to look as young as she feels.
When it comes to body image in women, cleavage is often front and center of the discussion. We all remember Pamela Anderson's famous run on the beach in Baywatch. And getting breast implants is one of the more popular cosmetic surgeries. But Marie Kolstad of Santa Ana, California, brings a whole new dimension to the question, are they real? Just a couple of weeks ago, her story appeared in the New York Times and lit up message boards on the internet. In a two-hour procedure last month, this grandmother and great-grandmother had her breasts augmented.
Do you love them?
Just right. Exactly the way I wanted it.
All right.
She is 83 years old.
How did you come to this decision?
Well, it's a time in my life when I just felt like I needed a change to make myself feel good.
Say you're
alone. The first time the bandages were off.
Say you're alone.
And you looked in the mirror. What did you think of your...
The girls.
You call them the girls?
Yeah.
She's Randy.
Well,
she's been after for a long time.
She's one of those horny old ladies.
Yeah.
I was going to have a tummy tuck, and I decided that that was too dangerous. So I decided to have this uplift. As you get older, everything goes down, and, you know, you have to look up.
What was your reasoning? When you looked in the mirror, what did you see?
I saw kind of an old lady's body, and I wanted to look a little younger. And feel a little younger or feel good about myself.
She must be a widow, right?
Kind of helped.
Oh, yeah.
When I examined Marie, there was a lot of sagging.
Not a single picture of her and her guy.
Almost no volume left over 83 years.
Marie, who's been a widow for 20 years, is not alone. Cosmetic surgeries among people over 60.
So she's just railing, right?
Yes.
She's out there.
Yeah.
She's back out there.
She's been out there for 20 years.
20 years of it, yeah.
Yeah.
Never married again.
No, just living the good life. There's just a poor guy up in heaven looking down, waiting for her to finally pass.
Mm. What?
Oh, my God.
Welcome to heaven, whore.
Yeah, well. Guess what? Heaven's real. Guess what? I watched you the whole time. Guess what? 2,500 dicks. I counted.
Every single time I counted.
Look at this blackboard. 1, 2, 3, 4. Line 5. 1, 2, 3, 4. Line.
Oh, my God. Welcome to heaven, whore.
Someone said, my mother is a nurse at a nursing home. She says it all the time. It's crazy when you see a 9-year-old woman and her breasts are standing up straight while they're laying in bed.
Yeah.
Seems like it'd be risky to get it done at 83. Like
they could kill you. You're going to die for those boobs, ma'am.
I don't care.
Whatever.
This guy said, listening to you talk about grandma's getting breast implants, I was just wondering, is there anything for guys to get a nut lift or sack tightening? I'll be listening for your answers. Call Sagging in Southwest Florida is his name. Yes, there is.
I believe there is, yeah.
There absolutely is. You can get a ball lift
if you really want. I think it... Scrotal lift.
I think it sucks.
Yeah, I don't think it's fun.
Really? Was there people complaining about it?
I thought we talked about the fact that they just cut it. They cut it down the middle, right? And then take a big...
Oh, we had a listener call in about it. I thought he said it wasn't that bad, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess someone's version of bad is...
Not at someone else's. Scrotal lift reviews.
It's crazy to think about all the ladies with breast implants, and then someday their skeletons are just going to be like skeletons with those boobs.
Yeah, right. Yep. All the different types.
It's going to baffle future art.
Oh, yeah. When the great apes take over.
Yeah.
Planet of the Apes. Like, Jesus.
Here's what a guy said. All the scars have yet to heal, but I can say after 7-8 weeks of healing time, the results went above and beyond my expectations. I went in for a scrotal lift, which was stretched as he got me high and tight. And I wanted to get with my reproductive concerns in mind. My results are the best I've seen, he said. Mm. The proximity is close to home base.
I think they're talking about the location of the place. He's telling you all the upside of going to this guy's.
I see. Okay. Couldn't be better.
Most guys either don't care when they get old about it, or they don't live long enough to care about their balls. They have so many other problems with a ball lip.
Everything's like falling apart. Of course, my nuts are on the ground.
You know how far down my balls are on my list of problems?
Yeah.
I mean, trust me, if I really took a long look at them, they got issues. I know it. I know they do, but it's so far down. It's like, you know what?
About that. Oh. I think I'll chip away at the disgusting body first, keep my boner working.
Oh, I'll repaint the attic later. You know what I mean? Like, it's way...
That's the literally your body's crawl space.
Exactly.
What are you going to decorate
What?
There's a 64-year-old guy that got them done and is so thrilled with the results.
He's thrilled.
Scrotal lift was results I never dreamed of achieving. I guess his were really hanging low, though.
It was a nightmare.
And plus, I think that by the time you're in your 60s, you don't care. All the hang-ups. Like, I'd have hang-ups about going in and, like, I got to show a bunch of people my balls. It's kind of like half the reason why I wouldn't get a vasectomy. Just, it seems just so
intrusive,
invasive.
Well, of course it is.
You know?
Yeah, by 60, usually a dude wouldn't care.
No, he's like,
there they are.
Look at it. That's what he gave me. Born with them. Huge.
I mean, I guess if it caused you issues sitting, you know, that kind of stuff. Like you kept sitting on them.
You're flushing them in the toilet all the time.
Yeah, they were catching and stuff. Then maybe you'd
slam them in your car door.
Yeah.
But to that dude that listens in Southwest Florida, yes, you can get a ball lip.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Sylvester Stallone may be 73, but he's got no plans to stop anytime soon. In addition to Last Blood coming out later this year, he is going to revisit the Rocky saga yet again. Just when you thought he was done with it, Sylvester says, you know what? Rocky's going to ride again. Rocky 7 is said to be in development, which may or may not feature Clubber Lang wanting an old-timer rematch. There's also talk of a streaming show set as a Rocky prequel.
I just keep picturing like the like montage scene, and he's going up those stairs, and he's doing it in a chairlift.
Oh, not as exciting.
No. Takes off the seatbelt, gets out. Can't really raise his arms all the way up.
No, no.
Yeah, not quite as inspiring.
No.
The leg of a lounge chair almost ended the life of old Charles Lee.
Oh, man. Oh. Chairs are nothing to mess with.
It's a very crazy story how it all happened for this poor guy. WFTS-TV has his story. Let's listen in here if we can.
So I grabbed this Chase Lounger. I was going to move it over here.
Charles Lee describes how a leg on a lounge chair almost killed him. He was moving a lounger when a gust of wind knocked him off his feet into his pool, the leg of the chair piercing his throat.
And
Jesus, not expecting that. Oh, God.
Piercing his throat.
Piercing his throat.
I thought he was like, you know, got him in the belly or something.
Knocked him out in the pool and he almost drowned to death. That's what I was waiting.
I didn't know it pierced his throat.
It pierced his throat, guys.
Christ.
Super crazy. Here it is.
And I was stunned that I'd been lifted off my feet by this wind. And when I came up, my jaw hurt and I went to go touch my jaw.
A trip to the emergency room and more than a dozen stitches later, doctors say Lee is lucky.
The laceration missed my carotid by 2 centimeters.
Lee is on antibiotics. He also received a tetanus shot. Doctors were concerned about infection because the bottom of the chair is all rusted.
Well, look at it.
I have a couple of guardian angels looking over me. That's in fact what the ER doctors said too.
Lee questioning how a freak accident like this even happened.
Looking up later, there's a sail effect and a funnel effect that occurs oftentimes down narrow areas like between buildings or between canals, and I believe that's what happened here.
5 days after the accident, Lee just had a doctor's visit. He will be fine, but the pool chair will be in the trash.
It's scary. I will never ever carry this or lay on it again. It's served its purpose, and I'll probably buy plastic next time.
Julie Salamone, ABC Action News.
Something buy something a little more weight.
Yeah, man.
Plastic God chair damn, is gonna kill him.
Put them where you want them and leave them be. What do you got to rearrange?
He's going to die to a plastic chair. I can guarantee it.
You think so?
Yes. Well, this one was supposed to kill him. This one was supposed to kill him.
I love how he says that, you know, angels were looking out for him.
I see the same thing.
And it's like, but you got hit by a chair.
Yeah, it's like they were half-ass looking because they let one cut your neck wide open. And they're like, oh, God. Oh, my God. We weren't paying attention. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I think he's got a bunch of screw-up angels.
Yeah. You got real half-assed angel. Half-assed angel. It saved him at the end of the day, but it sure did let him get his throat
slit.
I think
the angels were just as shocked by the situation as he was.
Oh, yeah.
They were like, we turn our back for 2 minutes to fly around, do angel stuff, and you get your throat slit by a chair.
And then they're like, he's just moving a chair. We can take a break. It's okay.
Just God messing with him. That gust of wind slicing his throat open. God is so funny.
He's mysterious, that guy.
What a way to go out, though. Yeah. Can you imagine being, I'm in my pool and I've got a lounge chair through my throat, and then I'm thinking, well, this is it. This
it
is
could
how
be
I'm going
how
out.
You die.
Yeah, that could be how you last die. Week from a kettlebell.
Exactly.
True. Yeah. I did almost You're puncture
gonna,
my windpipe.
Listen, I hate to say it, but when you go, it's going to be weird.
No, freak, stop freak it, Sean.
No, it's going to be weird.
God forbid.
No, it's going to be weird.
No.
When you go,
one of us has to go weird, and you know it. No, we're not all going to get lucky.
Well, it's Chuck Luck. Chuck Luck will be
Yeah,
weird.
I know how I'm going. I already know how I'm going to die.
By a beach umbrella or something.
No. But, I mean, it's possible. I won't go to... It'll be the one time I go to the beach.
Right, that's Chuck Luck.
Yeah.
You hated the beach always. The one time you go, you're impaled by a beach umbrella.
I just
know
you're... It's, I'll just say this. When you die, it's going to be your fault.
I hope not.
I do. I think so.
I hope it's just natural. Yeah.
I think so.
Damn, Chuck.
You know? Andy, they're going to be like, well,
he didn't take care of himself.
He got up to something.
The rings on his trees, they tell some stories.
James, I bet, explodes.
He just blows up somehow.
Something. it'll be the grand.
Jesus. I'll take really it. Thought about
it'll
this.
Be the grand. Yeah, the grand finale of something.
Kaboom.
Yeah.
You think it'll explode?
And it'll finally become a viral.
Perfect. I live on
After death.
Yeah. Finally, I made my dreams come
most
true.
Most viewed clip of all time.
I just took my entire life, my entire existence, and actually my life.
Yeah.
To make it happen.
Lisa Hopefully will die naturally at like 112.
Yeah, right. Lisa 112. Is going to live forever.
Yeah.
112.
I hope not. God, 112. That sounds
your grandma.
Painful. I know.
You're living forever.
You'll be the most flexible old lady doing all your yoga and stuff. So.
She's going to be the lady. Old lady yoga people.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. I still do it. Leg right behind her head. Yeah, I heard a couple of old tricks. Pretzel. That's Lisa. Well, she's definitely going to see all of our ends.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. One by one, she will lay us
She'll have like some kind of photo on our wall. It'll be all of us. Like, there's another one bites the dust.
I'm dropping like flies.
Her James blew up today. Chuck died 25 years ago. His heart exploded.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Gosh. Oh,
well, that's found horrible. Andy in a mountain of drugs.
He was literally crushed by them.
Yeah. It's not how you thought it would be.
No, he didn't even do them all.
No. Crushed by a mountain of them.
A mountain of drugs crushed him.
Yeah. Dave fell into that sausage making machine.
That'd be weird.
That's not how I want to go.
Jason died kayaking.
Yeah, well, that's probably right.
Al probably still be alive.
Yeah,
he'll
be my friend.
He'll be my friend.
Al died in a tragic shuffleboard accident when he was
in his 30s.
48. Shuffleboard jumped up and bit him right in the head. That was it. He was gone.
It's a more dangerous sport than you think.
Yeah. Goodness, I hope none of those come true.
No.
They're probably all more accurate than any of the fortunes that magician told looking at people's feet.
Yeah.
Probably.
True. So I would have think.
Lisa, you're going to be one of those super old ladies.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see.
They'll ask you what your secret, and you'll be like, Jen, I'm laughing.
Exactly. She's even got the one that's a laugher. One of these.
Someone said James will die when a battery-powered dildo in his ass explodes.
That could be a worse way to go out.
Yeah. I just imagine him crushed by a giant donger statue of some kind.
Oh, that could happen, too. That could happen.
I'll be like that penis park in Korea or whatever, trying to climb the giant donger, and topples over and just crushes me. Get smashed by two huge balls.
Oh, my Lord. That's more likely. I just know it'll be something epic. You'll have the most epic of all of ours demises.
Someone says if Dave does die in a strange way, we will all immediately know he didn't catch his underwear that day.
Oh, you're right.
Yep.
You're right.
Obviously not.
I just pictured the underwear falling to the ground. Just. Yeah.
Until that day,
it was real slow.
We knew something was going to happen.
Time's
he
up.
He had to make Italian sausage. Oh, if I drop my underwear, I am not making sausage.
Yeah.
No way. Knives,
maker,
meat grinding.
Yeah.
Negative.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Two separate shark attacks injured beachgoers on Florida's eastern shore just an hour apart from each other on Saturday. The first happened in Jacksonville, Florida. And here's the story on that one from First Coast News.
I was in shock when it happened, so I didn't really feel much pain during it. But after the fact, I was like, what just hit me? Like something grabbed onto me and literally just bit me.
Tonight, this man is recovering at home after a shark took grip of his arm just feet from the shores of Jacksonville Beach. Good evening, everyone. I'm Jeff Vallon. Thanks for being with us tonight. Thankfully, tonight, the injuries are minor, but it's still a moment that brought some fear to Frank O'Rourke's life yesterday afternoon. Tonight, he's telling us what happened. On your side, Troy Kless joins us with more from the beach. Troy?
Go, Troy.
That's right, Jeff. Frank O'Rourke remains upbeat despite going through what many might consider scary, a shark.
Wow. I will say, you guys, I barely noticed the shark bite.
Well, as I said, he got bit by it. I was thinking in my head, like, he must have got bit by the vicious vagina shark.
Yeah, that's what it seemed like.
Yeah, I noticed his sparkly necklace before I noticed.
Oh, yeah.
Well, then they just have this weird footage of him. They're like, dude, what you do on the beach? And he just is walking around aimlessly, kind of looking at the camera.
I wouldn't even call it a bite. Maybe a graze? I don't know. Here we go.
Catching onto your arm. Now, he says that it happened about 20 to 30 yards south of the Jacks Beach Pier. Now, just take a look. You can see quite a few surfers are still in the water again, despite what happened yesterday. And I want you to take a look at some of the video capturing the incident from a distance. Video captured by Surfline.com shows the incident happening. And then O'Rourke, once he realizes what happened, he quickly got onto the shore. Now, he says that the whole thing lasted roughly 30 seconds when that shark jumped out of the water and latched onto his elbow. Now,
the
picture shows some of the wounds that he had, but O'Rourke has surfed Jacks Beach shores almost his whole life. Now, he says he feels lucky that he still has his arm.
Well, I was just laying on my board, and it released its grip on me and just swam away. Like, because if it really wanted me, it could have done more damage to my arm. You know, I probably wouldn't have an arm, but it didn't want me, so it just swam away.
Yes.
Now, O'Rourke says that he may be taking a few weeks off from surfing to let his wounds heal, but the professional surfer says that that shark bite won't be scaring him out of the water.
Wouldn't scare me either.
My cat makes more marks.
I know, exactly. She's got more good yesterday. Your arm has been way more devastated than that.
Are you kidding me? You pussy? My cat makes worse marks than that. Are you not going to hit me, this guy?
Seriously, no, seriously. I got bit by a shark today. Seriously.
Look at it. He doesn't want...
If it wanted me, it could have took my whole arm.
Italian Lisa, the news reporter, to be interviewing him.
No.
Lisa just would have been like, why don't you just cry about it?
With your shiny chain.
Come on.
You're a puss.
Yeah, I thought that they had video.
I thought they did too.
Because on TV, they were like showing like a guy who was on a surfboard or whatever.
Hmm.
Well, they talked about it and he teased it, but they mustn't have been able to bring it up in time.
Yeah, I guess not.
I guess that was
I swear, I thought I saw it on TV, like the guy in the water and like getting attacked.
Now with a dangerous encounter off the east coast of Florida, a shark attacking a surfer at the beach that was packed with swimmers. Tonight, he's telling us about the moment he saw the shark latch onto his arm. ABC's Kaylee Hartung picks up the story.
Tonight, this professional surfer, grateful he's alive.
Shark comes out of the water and grabs onto my arm, right by my elbow. Kind of tugs a little bit.
There's nothing. Like, nope.
23-year-old Frank O'Rourke surviving a shark attack. This bloody puncture wound, his battle
scar.
Well,
that looks better.
You have all the teeth, the rows of teeth, kind of just clamped onto my arm.
Really
in this
stretching.
Video from Surfline.com, you see O'Rourke in the water at Jacksonville Beach. Then, a brief struggle. A minute later, O'Rourke racing across the beach to get help, still clutching his board. And less than 200 miles up Florida's east coast, a black-tipped shark spotted Friday, feeding in the shallow waters of Pebble Beach. But these encounters incomparable to what Paige Winter experienced just last month in North Carolina.
She's in bad shape. I mean, her leg is almost gone.
Attacked in deep water, her father saved her life by punching the shark on its head. The 17-year-old losing her leg and some of her fingers.
I'm still Paigey. Just a little different. Got some pieces of the puzzle missing.
Tom, scientists say warmer water and better water quality could be increasing the number of these dangerous interactions between sharks and humans.
I was just laying on my board.
Okay, stop, Frank.
Yeah, Frank.
I'd love to hear the story again, Frank, if we could. Could you tell it one more time about how you got scratched on your elbow?
No, seriously, the shark viciously attacked my arm like as vicious as... Like, you can see the rows of... I can't exactly tell which way it bit me.
Yeah, I'm having trouble seeing it.
Yeah, it's hard. Like, maybe if the light hits it the right way, you can see that I'm scratched.
It kind of looks like a scratch.
Well, maybe it was this arm.
Which one was it, bro?
I can't tell. You know, it's hard to tell. I don't remember, you know? Scary. Real scary.
Bro.
One of the other stories I read said that he was told by paramedics that, no, they didn't need to take him to the hospital.
Yeah. I think I should go to the hospital, bro. I'm no doctor, bro.
Dude, I'm not looking. I'm not going to look. No, like, it's okay. No, no, man.
They put Band-Aids on him. Sent him on his way.
Give me the morphine, man.
Like, he just went over and pulled himself with a couple
sharp
rocks.
And he was like, oh!
I'm trying to think of like what fish actually got him. I don't think it was an actual shark at all.
You got bit by one of them Nemo fish.
Nemo.
Yep, Nemo bit you.
Nemo
the
got
school
you.
Of Nemos.
They got you.
Well, he has no problem with the ladies.
Yeah.
Or the guys, whatever.
Yeah,
he'll be fine.
Yeah, yeah, no, he's
no,
all right.
Seriously, it's
professional surfer.
It's just something I'm totally going to go back in the water.
Yeah.
I love this. He's recovering at home.
He's recovering. Of course, for God's sakes.
Well, and the funny thing is, he's not really because he's at the beach the very next day, all healed up with his bandage off.
Yeah.
He's not really recovering anymore.
He's fine.
I'm sort of just walking up and down waiting for chicks to do me.
Yeah. It's kind of what I do every day.
Yeah.
Like, but now more so because I got attacked by a shark. That's great. Like, you put that out there, right? The chicks will flock to you.
Yeah. I think
I don't think that shark bite gets chicks.
No, I don't think so either.
I mean, he's kept fine
bandage
anyway.
On it.
Yeah, he doesn't
should
have kept that bandage on it, right?
He knew how to get on TV.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.